This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set, cock, clock, hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us. Rick, there's this camera that I just can't get over where technology is going. So, you know, like the Apple phone has, the iPhone has a little charger. It's a size of it's a cube, maybe 3/4 inch square, maybe 1 inch square, or 1 inch cube. And you plug it into your standard wall receptacle, and then you plug in a USB cable to that, and it will let you charge your phone at the end of this cable. Well, I was reading within the last month about these spy devices. And there's one called a Snap, S-N-A-P, Smart Cam security camera. Now, this thing is the same size as the Apple phone charger. And it has a pinhole camera. And so you can plug this into your wall. And you can plug your charging cable into it as well. And it will take pictures and transmit them wirelessly across your Wi-Fi network. And you can even watch what's happening remotely on your phone while you're at work. So this thing, it's impossible to see, you know, from if you walk in a room, that this is not just a wall charger. It's a camera transmitter device. It's a spy device. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, Rick, is because people may have them in their homes. They may have them in their kitchen counter, you know, in an outlet that it looks like a regular wall charger, but you are being spied on, and that data of the images that this is capturing 24 hours a day goes out on the internet.
So there's a camera and mic on your computer.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, imagine that. And when your computer's off. Oh, and I'm sitting here talking on the phone, and my computer is turning off and on. Who's doing that? Not me.
I have all of the computer equipment that I have here at the farmhouse is old. And a lot of the monitors that are being sold, and for years they've been sold this way, they have cameras in them. So you can sit and face your monitor, and your camera is looking at you while you, you know, so you can use Skype, you know, video and those kinds of things. Wonderful. Well, I don't have that. I don't want that. And I don't have computers with microphones in them. But that's a huge problem. And if you have one, you might want to put a piece of black tape across it. Now, as far as the microphone's concerned, if you have, there is a way, and I was reading about it, I don't remember all the details, but you can reverse the camera and the microphone setting remotely. So someone can switch the settings and say the camera's the microphone's just the camera, and you can have, you can still be monitored by them reversing the camera and the microphone from afar, remotely. This is invasive. And even if I don't have any of this stuff in my house, these spy gadgets that transmit wirelessly, that are connected to the internet ultimately, and people can, oh, heck, what a great way to decide if you want to burglarize a house. Hey, no one's home, right? How do you know? Because you can see in the house. Well, even though I don't have these devices in our farmhouse, for everyone's protection, mine as well as our guests. They may have them in their house. And so I may be on camera at their house, which I object to, which means I travel less and go less, fewer places. Because I don't like this. And with 5G, it's going to be worse. Is it not, Rick?
It's going to drop all kinds of levels of privacy.
So let's say I wanted to go on the run. Okay? Let's say I just decided, you know what? I've had it. I don't want to be tracked anymore. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. Because I certainly couldn't have a phone. I couldn't talk to my family. We now have license plate readers that are on top of these police cars. We have these traffic control vehicles, police cars, that are riding around, and they have these license plate scanners on the roofs, and they can read license plates. And when someone's registration expires, they get notified immediately, and they can pull you over. They don't even have to pay attention. They don't even have to look at the little sticker that says, you know, the year and the month of the expiration of the license plates. It's now scanned automatically with these computers that are in the police cars.
I have a quick one. I just sent you something via Sandy, and it bounced. And I wanted to talk to you about it. So did you get my email just now?
No. No, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I've been on the phone with Bluehost. That's our web hosting service and company. And our emails, all of the USA Prepares emails have been down for days. So I was up till late at night talking to their technical support people, saying, let's see if we can figure this out. All the emails.
Bluehost?
Yeah.
I'm with Bluehost also. That's my own server.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so what happened is all of the emails that say a name at usaprepares.com don't work. So I've been on the phone with them, and they, you know, we've for over an hour trying. They can't even send me an email from their own personal emails to get to any of the email addresses at USA Prepares. And so they said, well, it could be 24 to 48 hours. I called them yesterday. It was almost 48 hours. And they said, oh, yeah, it could be 48 to 72. Pretty soon they're going to say 128. Then they're going to say 3 months. So it's a problem. And what I'm trying to alert our class to is if you think that things just are going to keep working, that's a wish.
You're right about that part.
A wish.
And right now, the thing I tried to send you is about crops destroying blizzard and what you have going on right now just in your own state.
That's another thing I want to talk to you about.
Of deep snow still and heavy snows on upper Midwest.
That was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. The weather is, extremes are unbelievable.
It's 30 degrees difference for a number of reasons. The primary one is there's a pole shift that's happened, and the North Pole and the South Pole are moving toward each other and are going to probably meet somewhere in the Indian Ocean, probably where the second Stargate is buried. No, just kidding. I'm not kidding. It's happening right now.
Okay. So we are seeing 30-plus degree temperature changes in 24 hours.
Below normal. Yeah, 30 degrees below normal for this time of year, yes.
No, I'm talking about the 30-degree delta, maybe 35, 38-degree delta between yesterday and today, that kind of a thing.
Oh, I'm talking about from what it was last year and historically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another thing. Of course, you mentioned, and I've mentioned for a couple of years now, that the trees are dying. Yeah, they're dying, and I mean, they look horrible. Well, the other thing that's a problem for us, you know, if someone said, what do you guys do on your farm? I would say we grow grass. And I'm talking about green grass and the cows eat. And what we're noticing is these weather shifts are so dramatic that we have to plant different types of grass now because there are warm season grasses and cool season grasses. So we now have to seed our fields with many types of grasses so that at least one of them is going to be growing at any point in time. Because the weather is confusing the grasses. Does that make sense, Rick, or am I imagining
this? Well, no. We are in the end of days. That is, the Bible Bellers want to believe it. They're making it happen, just like they're with their belief systems, just like Star Trek. It is part of what is going on right now.
Well, it's really...
Well, basically, I could put it this way. The East Coast has just recently gone through a mini day after tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. You're talking about the snow, the ice.
I had a friend in New Jersey that made the comment, if you're planning to get a snowplow, make sure it has a cab.
Absolutely. And
well,
if you're planning to get...
I mean, you know... It's going to be like that.
Well, I would say it's that and more. If you're planning on getting a tractor, make sure it has a cab. And I'm very serious. We have a Deutsch tractor, which is a 100 horsepower or so tractor. It's wonderful, but it doesn't have a cab. So I found one that does have a cab, and it doesn't work too well. It needs a lot of work, and we're going to fix it. But it has a cab, and we need to have a cab because in the summer it is so hot it is unbearable to work on the fields. It's unbearable to cut the hay, unbearable. In the winter, it's unbearable because the snow, the sleet, the rain, it's miserable. So we need to have, believe it or not, a tractor for a farm with heat and air conditioning. Seriously. Because it's that hard on the person working in these tractors. Because you've got the engine, you've got the sun, so you get a sunshade. But the heat off the engine is so high that you can't stand it. So you need to have air conditioning. That's where we're going. And let me just share something else. Because we have a farm, and because the grass grows, and because the cows pee and poop on the grass, it makes the soil more acidic. And we deplete the nutrients in the soil over the years. So we could put fertilizer on there, commercial fertilizer, but we don't. What we use is the cow manure that the cows provide from eating the grass. But we have to lime the fields. We need 240,000 pounds of lime for our fields right now. We couldn't get anybody, not one company, not one person would be willing to spread lime on our fields. And we're not the only farm that has grass. Almost all the farms around here have grass, but there's no lime spreading companies. No one will do it. I'll tell you what we did when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that. said, I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, as farmers, you know, certain things that we have to do. We have to maintain our fields and keep them fertile. And no one would spread lime. And we can buy the lime and we can have it hauled in with a tractor trailer or big dump truck or dump trucks. We need 240,000 pounds of lime to put on our fields this year, and we couldn't get anybody to do it. So we thought about, all right, so maybe we can spread it. Well, we have a little spreader, but it only holds 500 pounds. It'd take forever. It goes on the back of our tractor. That wouldn't work. So we looked on the internet and we found an old salt spreader, you know, a highway department type salt spreader, and on a truck. And this truck would be, if you wanted to know how big it is, it's whatever the largest size U-Haul diesel truck is. That's how big this is. So, like, you know, the 26-foot or 24-foot U-Haul diesel. That's the size of this truck. It's got four wheels in the back and two for steering. It's a pretty heavy truck, and it'll hold 14,000 pounds of lime. So that's what we're going to use to spread it, and we're going to do it ourselves. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because I want you to realize that you do not have to be defeated, whatever the situation is. If you come across an obstacle that seems to be one that you just can't get over or around or through, there is a way. and you can figure it out. So we paid less for this truck than a typical person would pay for a used car. Now, this is a truck and the spreader combined. Yeah, we're going to have to do some work, and we're going to have to get out the welder, and we're going to have to get some steel, and we're going to have to cut and weld and, you know, patch it together. But, yeah, but we'll be able to do that. Now, I know what's going to happen. I know that our neighbors are going to see us. They're going to go, wow, who you got spreading your lime? And we're going to say, we're doing it. Can you do ours, too? I know that's going to happen. So just think about those kinds of solutions that you can get around these problems. You just have to be creative. And don't give up. Okay? Another thing I'd like to share with you is our son just pulled into the farm. He just came back from the John Deere dealer. Now, we have several John Deere tractors. And one of them is a 20 horsepower, a little tiny tractor. It's like the size of a big lawnmower. And we have another one that's 40 horsepower. Then we have another one that's about 100 horsepower. Well, on the small tractors, there is no small tractor that you can buy in the United States under 40 horsepower that's made in the United States. As a matter of fact, I don't think you can buy one under, heck, I don't even know if you can buy a U.S. tractor anymore. Well, here's what John Deere does. So we needed two V-belts. And this would be the, sometimes they're called fan belts. And it would drive the fan to cool the radiator, the engine, the alternator, and the water pump. Well, John Deere has figured out a way of not saying what the size of the belt is. So if you want one of these $7 belts, you can get one at John Deere for $22. So it's three times more expensive because they will not say the belt is this wide and is this long, like everybody else does. So if you want to get a fan belt for a 1980s, 90s vintage American car, you can take that fan belt off, bring it to the auto parts store, and they've got a little gauge that will measure how wide the fan belt is and how long it is. They'll say, okay, you need a 4/8 of an inch or 4L80, meaning 4/8 of an inch wide and 80 inches long. Their little gauge will tell you that. You go to this same auto parts store with the John Deere tractor belt, and they'll say, well, that's metric. We don't have that width. And they're right. They don't. So we're being squeezed at the throat by companies like John Deere who have made it so that we can't get parts without buying them from them. Is that as bad as it gets? No. Let's throw in Apple. So Apple comes out with a new operating system for their iPhone. Okay? So let's say you've dropped your phone, you've cracked your screen, and you go, geez, Apple's way too expensive. I'll have this other guy fix it at the kiosk at the store or the mall. He fixes it for you at one quarter of the price. You do the Apple update, you get the latest operating system, and it doesn't recognize your screen's functions. So now your new screen is worthless. That's Apple. That's what they do. Rick, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my, when you go to the TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rick, do you have any comments on what I said about companies, corporations, large corporations forcing us to buy?
I think that this is an argument for why we're about to have an apocalypse. It's time to reorganize everything in the way we do what we do. It's mega businesses like Amazon and Google and Facebook. Even Congress doesn't get it. in terms of what Facebook does and how they manufacture information. It's the whole thing of wearing out parts and the concepts of Mopar and working with plastic over steel. Do you know that plastic now is in everything? It's killing wildlife in the ocean. It's in your drinking water. It's in everything now.
Rick,
using plastic over metal. That was over packaging. That is our refuse piles and our waste material, you know, that was originally going to be used to be recycled. That was the big keyword in the 70s was recycling.
Yep.
It's not happening. It's not happening on any level, literally. And while lip service is one thing, what's actually happening is another. And you'd be blind not to acknowledge it. And it all begins with you getting up off the couch and starting your own little program. Each of us is different, but it's time to start practicing what you preach. That walking the talk. You want to be an ecologist and eco-friendly? Prove it.
Okay. Rick, I have a real neat way of looking at the changes in technology, specifically plastic that you're talking about. We have a lift here at the farm, and I've mentioned this, you know, over the years. We have a rotary lift, and you can put up a car or a truck up in the air and get under it. And that's how we service some of our vehicles. We use it all the time, every day. Well, we got a request from a neighbor who had a Kia, and they asked if we could check out this Kia that they bought in a post-inspection. And, you know, make sure it's okay and safe to drive and all that. They already bought it. And they just want to know, did they do the right thing? So we were all over this Kia, and it has the thinnest sheet metal I've ever seen. And it has more plastic than years ago. So much plastic, I couldn't believe how much plastic is in this Kia. Well, yesterday I was working on another vehicle, not one of ours, a 1976 Ford F-250 gas-powered pickup truck. And my son came up to me and he said, "Wow, you really like this truck, don't you, Dad?" And I said, "What makes you say that?" And he goes, "Well, you're impressed with it." And I said, "Well, look at it. Look, the steel inside fenders, the way that you can work on it, the way you can access everything. Look at the frame. You can see the frame. Look at how the engineers at Ford back then wanted all of these pipes or lines that run fuel to be parallel, straight, and they look nice. They're easy to service. Look at the vehicles today. They're darn near impossible to service. Okay? They're disposable vehicles. But years ago in the 70s and before, these vehicles were designed
to... like the DeLorean, where you tried to design something that was the best using the highest level of technology so it would never wear out.
Well, DeLorean. Including the body.
The whole concept. You knock it, it's okay. It's like today... The whole thing is about marketing and money, and that is over. And whether you believe me or not, trust me when I tell you, the concept of currency is history. And with that, all these different marketing schemes of how to supply customer service is over. And it's a death knell, and nobody gets it yet, and it's going to be the junkyards that are going to become gold mines.
You're right, because we throw things out, like all these switches that we throw at these wall switches that have silver contacts, not just wall switches, but all kinds of switches and all kinds of electrical devices mostly have silver contacts because they conduct electricity very, very well, and they're mostly immune from oxidation, and we just throw them away. It's just a switch, you know. We don't recover the material in it. Pretty soon, we're going to find out that we're going to have to go mining in the landfills. I mean, I can see that.
That's exactly how all the new sci-fi is putting it, just like Star Trek did.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, I was thinking about people who, boy, you know, the things that they've developed have really, you know, initially we thought, well, this is really neat. Bill Gates, you know, disk operating system, Windows, a copy of Apple's Macintosh software, really great. But now these computer operating systems are being used to spy on us and so forth. So I was thinking about who are people who might have had some good ideas in the beginning, but we've learned to hate what they've done because they're destroying the planet. And here are some of those names. I'd love to hear your comments. Alfred Nobel, okay? The Nobel Peace Prize guy, right? He is the guy who patented a safer dynamite, okay? Because before that it was nitroglycerin. So now we have dynamite that's easier and safer to handle. And he thought that, you know, this would be a good thing and would help peace. No. We used that during the wars and we blew up men, women, children, buildings, and countries. Okay, that's Alfred Nobel. Then we have Arthur Galston. What did he come up with? He invented Agent Orange. He thought it'd be really good, right, as a defoliant. Well, it has wreaked havoc on the Vietnam veterans. Then you have a guy named Mikhail Kalashnikov. He wanted to defend his country. His AK-47 has killed more people than probably any other handheld gun. Okay, then you've got a guy named Cameron Longman. And what did he invent? Weapons-grade pepper spray. And then let's go on to Orville Wright. He invented the airplane. He thought this would be a really cool thing, and you could move people through the air. Well, it's used for bombs and bombing buildings, people, countries. And then you've got Robert Oppenheimer. He was credited with the invention. He didn't do it by himself, but he was the ringleader. He was the head knocker of the atomic bomb. So here you have some guys who have all regretted their inventions, their creations.
How about old man DuPont and better living through chemistry?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, these are just six guys that I'm talking about. Yeah, old man DuPont, obviously, you're right. You're absolutely correct. His plastic is toxic all over the planet. As a matter of fact, they found a whale that died from eating, what was it? It was a piece of plastic.
Floats.
It was huge.
Yeah, stuff that floats in the sea.
Yes, yes. Well, rubber tires, we throw them out. We just dump them. There are ways that we can recycle, but the people who create these things, obviously the guy who comes up with the steel belted radio says, you know, this is really cool because this tire is going to last longer. But then why doesn't he say, but when it wears out, we are left with something that is really hard to recycle? What do we do with it? Because those steel belts are darn near impossible to cut through. I'm saying we need to be more cautious. We need to be more proactive. We need to be more judicious in what we do so that we don't create these nightmares like the plastic nightmare that's killing the oceans. Just, class, look in your kitchen trash container. Just look at what's in there. Some cans, yeah, and maybe some pizza boxes, and some plastic 2-liter bottles, and some milk bottles, and some plastic jars with plastic lids. We treat plastic like it's free, and it's never-ending, and we don't have to worry about where it goes when we throw it out because we don't look at it anymore. It goes to the landfill. Then it gets covered up, and then you have a mountain, Mount Trash, right? Mount Trash. And there's a Mount Trash near every city. And it's threatening the water supply. Because rainwater lands on Mount Trash. It goes through Mount Trash. It creates leachate, which penetrates the liner at the bottom of Mount Trash. And it contaminates the water supply. Have I said anything incorrect, Rick?
No. You know, it's time for us to revision how we live and why we do what we do.
Okay, so the next step is, I'm so concerned about these things, I bought an ultraviolet air purifier for our heating and air conditioning ductwork. Class, here's what it is. It's about $35. You can find it on the internet. All it is a 13-watt fluorescent-style Philips base, PL base. They used to call these lights PL-13s, and they were in outdoor fixtures for outdoor lighting and desk lamps and so forth. Well, that size base and light and wattage can be found from made in China to emit ultraviolet light. And if you have the power supply, the ballast for that, you can put that in your heating and air conditioning system. And as the air circulates, it disinfects the bacteria and pathogens in the air. Pretty cool, right? So I bought one, and I bought a bunch of light bulbs for it. So we're all set. Next thing we bought, pathogens, biologicals I'm concerned about in the water. Well, I bought an ultraviolet water purification system. It comes from China, pretty much like everything else does. This is a stainless steel cylinder, and in it is a quartz tube, and in the quartz tube is a ultraviolet lamp. Water goes through it in our house water system, potable water system, and it disinfects the water. You might want to consider doing those. I'd love to hear what Rick has to say about that. And then some quick thoughts on 5G, 11 reasons to be concerned about 5G radiation. George, George is on hold. We'll be...
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller and me.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Dr. Miller.
Hey.
You mentioned about tires. I just wanted to chime in, if I may. They found that if they had this process where they'd take all these junk tires and they'd grind them up and they'd mix it in with the asphalt for roads, and they said they showed a road after 10 years with this processed tires mixed in with the asphalt, and they showed just an ordinary asphalt road after 10 years. And the rubber mix actually looked superior and held up better, lasted longer. And they said that the pavers had so much work as it was, they couldn't even really do more than maybe 44% of the required paving that they needed to do. They just couldn't keep up with it. This would at least maybe reduce it so that, in other words, you'd have like maybe another 40% or 35% that was actually keeping its integrity and didn't need as much maintenance. And they said the Paving Association, National Paving Association, went in, lobbied hard to get the process done away with. I'm just saying, so what do you have? You have millions of tires in landfills, and they say you can even use them for deadening. And I know, Dr. Rick, you know, I mean, you could grow all kinds of things. I'm sure you know, too, Vince, in tires. Like they said, you could use the old tires to grow potatoes or different things.
Well, that's exactly correct. That's what we did when I lived in the country. We use them for tomatoes because they attract the heat and keep the root systems warm, even in a colder system, and you get better fruiting on your tomatoes and potatoes and the things of that nature. That's correct. You stack them.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We have a neighbor who does that. He takes the tires, takes a sawzall, a reciprocating saw, and he cuts the tread out. So he separates the tread from the sidewall, and he uses the tread, if you will, as a ring. And he puts dirt in there, soil, and he grows his tomatoes and his peppers, and they are the best I've ever seen. Year after year after year.
Yeah, because of
and
the
so
heat.
He has a
yeah, it keeps yeah, the heat in
he
the soil.
He has a garden. Right, he has a garden that has these tires, and he must have, I don't know, 50 or 100 tires, and he just fills them with dirt, and it's easy to maintain. He's got walkways, you know, between these rows of tires with the plants, and it's absolutely fabulous. It really, really works well. Then what he does is he takes the sidewalls and he puts them around trees that he's going to start, and it makes a nice ring around the tree, and it helps protect the tree from. It just puts mulch in that tire ring, and that works really well as well. Now, it's not something that you'd want to have if you had a gated community or gated village, and you know you wanted to impress the neighbors. You wouldn't want that, but here on the farm, it's great.
You know, another use for that inner tire ring, too, you can put wood that you want to split, sections of wood, and just pile them in there so that they're side by side, all held together by that ring of that tire.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make it easier for splitting, keeping them together. They won't go flying as much. Do you mind one thing, Ben? I just wanted to ask Dr.
Sure.
Rick if he could re-announce that. I know this summer, Rick, you're going to be about 100 miles from me, so I may try to come.
Well, it's unconfirmed, but right now, yeah, you're talking about Sterling College and teaching up in Vermont. Yes.
All right. No, I just didn't know. I thought, you know, like I said.
Sterling College, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I appreciate updates on that when you do get confirmation.
Yes.
That'll be good. All right, gentlemen, I just wanted to chime in on that. But like I say, you've got people out there that will stand in the way because they'll chase like the greenbacks, and they'll put that ahead of everything, even the welfare of the world. So, you know, so what can you do?
Yes.
All right. God bless, gentlemen.
Well,
Take care.
I guess.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you, George. What can you do? I think the answer is we're going to find out. As we go further down into the abyss, we're going to find out, is the shooting going to start? What are we going to do? I don't know. But I'm sure we're all going to find out. And it's going to be miserable. Worse than miserable. It's going to be pain. Awful. And we did it. Not we, but, you know, people. People have done this to other people. In the pursuit of greed. Rick, any last second thoughts?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.